This is Rich Jones, host of Jacksonville's Morning News, heard weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on News 104.5 WOKV. Thanks for listening to our Jacksonville's Morning News podcast. If you haven't yet, subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and the Mark Kay Show. Don't forget, head to iTunes or Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening. Good morning. It's 7:39 on the Monday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News. Our top story saying they have great opportunities together.
Most importantly, we have a lot of good things to talk about and things to talk about. We have discussions on everything from trade to military to missiles to nuclear to China.
President Trump and President Putin are now behind closed doors. Fox's Simon Owen continues our team coverage in Helsinki, where, Simon, this morning the president just said getting along with Russia is a good thing, not a bad thing.
Yeah, behind closed doors and all alone, accompanied only by translators for the next, we think these talks are going to last maybe 60 minutes, maybe 90 minutes. The schedule's been rather thrown off by President Putin's punctuality problem, which has persistently been an issue in his time in office. He's frequently late to meet with other world leaders, and his plane touched down here a good half hour behind schedule. But yes, the meeting started with President Trump talking about the prospect of ending up having an extraordinary relationship. He said, I really think the whole world wants to see us get along. And President Putin, for his part, said he's pleased the meeting is taking place and that the leaders have a lot to discuss. Now, in the build-up to these talks, President Trump was on Twitter this morning, and he blamed the United States for the current poor relations with Russia. He said there have been many years of U.S. foolishness and stupidity.
Is there any sign or is there any evidence being said around the edges of this summit that the election meddling and investigation may ultimately be one of the key topics that the two leaders discuss?
Well, President Trump has said he will raise it, but he sounded pretty reluctant when he said that. He said to reporters, yes, I will ask your favorite question, that being the one about election meddling. But he's also previously spoken, we think, to Putin about this. And President Trump has said that when Putin denies it, and the Kremlin has said if it comes up today, Putin will deny involvement. The president has previously said that he believes Putin's denials. And so you could argue what's really the point of raising it. President Trump said, all I can do is say to him, don't do it again. So that suggests that he's perhaps not going to be pressing particularly hard on the election meddling question. You know, there were calls from some lawmakers back in Washington that this whole meeting should have been called off after the announcement just 3 days ago by the special counsel Robert Mueller's office that 12 Russian intelligence agents were being indicted for election campaign hacking. But Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said that would be the wrong call. He said that this is a good thing for America to have this meeting taking place here today.
We'll be listening for updates from Helsinki. Fox's Simon Owen will keep us up to date, and we will have updates for you at least every 15 minutes throughout the day. The two leaders are expected to hold a news conference after their meeting. It was originally scheduled for about 10 o'clock or so this morning. It may ultimately be much later now, as they're already running late.